it under 100?
Folks, welcome back to the Keep It Under 100 podcast. We are in episode 2 of season 3. Your co-host, Slater, is here. AJ, what's up?
Not much. Season 3. Feels good.
Bigger and better than ever.
We'll see.
Well, the same as ever.
My wife's dad listened to the podcast for the first time.
The first time ever?
Yeah.
Which
said it was the most recent one.
Interesting. So he's starting with season 3?
Starting with season 3, yeah.
Maybe we can get him hooked and have him go back to episode 1.
I mean, when he retires, he did say he wants to start golfing, so.
Okay. We'll take it. Well, while he's at it, he can check us out on Instagram and Twitter at 100 underscore.
I don't think he has either Instagram or Twitter.
Well, maybe we can convince him to.
Anyway. Just bump our numbers up, please.
Joining us today, Ryan is back. Ryan Phillips, what's up?
Same old. Ready to start golfing. We went and golfed outside the second.
Yeah.
Kind of was a tease.
It was second? Third? Second.
Yeah, it's January 2nd.
January 2nd, played outside.
Absolute tease.
It's just about cold and rainy.
Yep.
We will get to our immediate plans. But if you're new to this podcast, we kind of always start off with our state of the game, which is just state of our own golf games and the overall golf situation for us personally. AJ?
Personally, still stagnant.
Personally, useless.
Useless. I've started getting the bag ready for the season, so getting rid of old gloves, getting balls ready to throw.
So you've
in there.
Touched your clubs.
I've touched them.
You got to start somewhere.
I've touched myself while touching the clubs too.
Okay. I mean, who hasn't?
Yeah, I need to keep connected to those things.
Were you supposed to be at the simulator last weekend?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
But we had a 10 a.m. and I woke up at about 10:35 a.m.
Yep. We covered that last week. Just useless.
It was useless. Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably swinging my clubs like while I'm working, like 3-4 times a day at least.
Good for you, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Must be tough.
Some people go for trophies. Some people are just trying to have a good time.
I'm doing both this year.
Anyway, Ryan, what about you?
State of the game's good, unfortunately. I'm in the middle of winter,
and
I'm swinging good. It's not a good sign.
It was like, was it last year at the end of the year when Rory won like the CJ Cup or something? He was like, it kind of sucks that, because he didn't have a great year 2 years ago, and he was like, it kind of sucks that the year's over.
Yeah, won the Tour Championship, CJ Cup.
Yeah. It's a process, right? You got to try and map out, like, you got to try and map out
when you peak?
Yeah, when you want to peak.
I don't think we have that luxury.
We got to prepare for our majors, but we just need to try and...
I don't think we have that luxury, though.
Ours is more about moving the floor up as opposed to trying to figure out when you hit your peak.
Well, I think for me...
You just got to hope you can hit your peak once throughout the year.
I feel like... I don't think I'm ever going to hit my peak, but, like, you just want to make sure you get, like, multiple ascents each year. So, like, I hope you're hitting it good at Slater Cup, and then you maybe have a few down weeks and you're hitting it good in league playoffs, and then like maybe at the end of the year you're like, I'm having another good round.
The really good rounds I wouldn't mind, but I'd almost rather just have the straight consistency, just raise that floor by like 5 strokes.
I would love
or that. Lower the floor by 5 strokes.
My spread is goal. Wide.
Yeah.
I might have the widest gap between best round and worst round.
So
of like,
we'll get to that when we talk about the Sony. And then for me, state of the game is, I feel like kind of the opposite. Like, I don't think I'm hitting it all that well. I feel like my tee game's coming around.
Yeah,
but
you switched out your shaft yet?
No, it's still not here yet.
It's going to come just in time. We'll get to it. But so me and Ryan next week are playing Pinehurst.
I know.
Pinehurst number 4 in Tobacco Road.
I appreciate
and the
like, 2.5-week notice.
We just booked it.
I know.
I was waiting.
I need more notice than that.
I was waiting to schedule a work trip around it.
Okay.
But it was the last weekend we could do it because we got the companionship kit that's got to be used. So, but anyway, the shaft's going to come in just in time for me to switch it and not hit it before we go to Pinehurst, so that'll be awesome. I did buy a new putter grip, so I got to put that on as well, and I'll put that to the test.
Is it going to look like Ricky's new putter grip?
Oh, God.
We'll get to that.
That thing is a monstrosity.
Oh, my
God. He's putting great today, though.
I was going to come on this show today and just compliment Ricky up and down because his swing looks really good.
But then the putter grip.
Then the putter, I was like, you know what? I'm done. He's got two putters sitting on his leg on the putting green.
For a second,
the first round.
For a second, I thought he was going to be like an anchor guy, but he's not, thankfully. It's just he went to a fat grip.
Yeah.
Extremely
I thought maybe grip. He was going to like the Kuchar route where like you take
lock.
The longer grip and put it on the forearm.
That's what I thought too. He's not doing
that. He's not doing that.
I was going to be a little upset if he was going to do that.
He is searching.
I mean, he's doing well today, 4 under.
We'll get
to had a good day, though.
He had a good day, though.
He's still golfing.
So, anyway, that's the plan. We got simulator Sunday, and then we leave next Friday for North Carolina. We got Pinehurst, number 4, the Cradle, Tobacco Road, and then maybe the Cradle again. Who knows?
Pretty excited for you guys.
I am as well. So keep an eye out on our...
Just can't swing it with work.
Keep
at work that weekend.
Keep an eye out on our Instagram and Twitter. Obviously, we'll have some stuff out there for sure. Before we jump into the Sony, I was looking back because this is going to be our kind of 2023 goals podcast for ourselves.
It's going to kind of be, or is it?
It is.
I have my goals. Like,
but I was looking
to save them for another.
Well, I was looking back.
Just tease them.
I was looking back at our notes from earlier in last season.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon like I was looking for our goals from last year, and I was looking at our picks last year when we picked all the majors.
Yeah, did you find them?
I did. And just let it be known that I did pick JT to win at Southern Hills last year. So I was 1-for-4 on the
majors. I was 0-for-4.
Anyway, Sony Open last week. AJ's second or third boy.
He's in the roster.
He's on the roster. He's in the stable. Siwoo Kim.
Did you see the interview with him afterwards about his dad? Like, his dad basically told him, like, you're not a top player. Like, don't think you're a top player. Don't try to play like a top player. You're not one of those guys.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he's one of the more aggressive players on tour, both off the tee and, like, with his irons. He's got a little kind of... I don't know what the word... He's got a little red ass in him, I guess. And I guess you can tell that from, like, how he played in the President's Cup.
Yeah.
But he's good.
Yeah.
He putted, what, 8 holes at the Masters that one year with a 5-wood?
That was last year, I think.
Was it last year?
Is it last year?
When he broke his putter. Yeah. But,
He's entertaining.
He is. He has one of those swings that, like, he's not holding anything back. It's like everything that he's got in his body, that's how he's hitting his long clubs.
He's putting in... Everything in his dick behind it.
He had an awesome chip in over the green on 17. That was a great pin on that hole, by the way. It was a par 3, back left pin. And just how these guys play, like, they don't play away from pins. They go at everything.
Yes.
And I didn't see one person hold that green. Everybody was either right if they blocked it, or if it hit the green, it was going over. Nobody was, like, sticking it tight. And he hit it over. And he was a couple feet into the rough, and he chipped in on 17. Him and, what is that guy's name? Who's the guy with the tape on his wrist? Who was leading?
I have to look it up. Was it Wise, was it?
No, it's not Wise.
Hold on.
But he Hayden Buckley. They were going back and forth on the back nine, and that gave him the lead. But that may have tied them up, and then Buckley made a bogey, and then... they were tied going into 18 for Siwoo. Siwoo makes birdie on 18. So Buckley needed a birdie on the last hole to tie him, and obviously he did not.
Having Monday off of work threw me for a loop because we were downtown, Aaron and I, on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was like on at the bar, so I'm like, I'm watching. And I get in my head, I'm like, oh, it's Saturday because I'm like downtown getting shit faced on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And like I woke up like Monday, it's like Siwoo Kim won. I'm like, isn't it Sunday? Like, isn't there another day left in this tournament?
It was. It felt mid-season ish for me or end of the season actually, because I was watching the golf and they're coming down 18. Siwoo had just birdied, and that was finishing right as, which game was it? Was it the Bills? No, it was Buffalo Miami
on Sunday.
So this
was
the one.
That was the 1 p.m. game.
Yeah. So who? What was the next game then?
Vikings Giants.
As Vikings Giants was coming down the stretch, massive. Like, they need like a combination channel of like a red zone where they can do like different sports.
Well, what I need is for YouTube TV to allow picture in picture, so that my projector downstairs I can have the football like game. We have four different things going, and they're all going to be, you know, 50 inches long.
I don't remember if it's Lipsky or Buckley, but one of them wears a wristband that their dad made for them, and it says, I think it's Buckley, and it says 0.006.
The percentage of player or golfers that make the tour.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. That's like just a reminder, like if you need that reminder sometimes, like when you're playing like shit. You're one of the best, less than 1%.
I'm going to get actually one of those things.
You should get one. Yeah, you should get one that says, like, 35%.
Okay, I'm probably better than 35%.
I think I saw the average handicap in the U.S. for men is, like, 15 or 18 That's or something crazy. Like that. It seems low. I would have guessed higher than that.
I would have guessed lower.
No way.
You know, there's that a lot many of people bad. Suck at golf?
Oh yeah. Jesus.
I feel like the amount of people that break 80 is like extremely low.
Oh yeah, it's less than
5% or something.
Yeah, it's like less than like 2% that break 80.
Yeah, I'm in the 98th percentile of golfers.
Simply stunning.
at my best.
Athlete. I don't know what to tell you.
So speaking of athlete, did you guys see Siwoo Kim's tee shot on 18 on Sunday?
I did not. No. Because at that time I was close to
black. AJ thought it was Saturday.
So he teed up about 3 to 4 inches from the marker. So
I saw the photo of it.
Yeah, who would hit this marker?
I would well, destroy not just my that. Club, so, the marker.
So 18 at Wailea is a weird tee shot. I like that course in general because you can see, quick sidebar, there's a lot of holes where you'll see four different players hit 3 or 4 different clubs off of the tee. Because there's a lot of like weird dog legs and it gets firm and fast in the fairway so it runs out. So, like, there was one hole, I think it's, like, 12 or 13, but it was, like, a 380-yard hole, and I saw a guy hit driver, I saw a guy hit a 7-iron, I saw another guy hit, like a hybrid.
Yeah, sounds like Slater Cup.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, like, it's just a reminder sometimes that, like, 380-yard hole, like, I'm not hitting anything less than a 5-wood, like, 100%. And you got guys hitting 7-irons out here.
Yeah, well, they're going to hit that 7-iron 220.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, have a distance in.
So the 18th hole...
0.06%.
Right. The 18th hole at Wailea is a dogleg left par 5. So you have to draw it if you hit driver. Just because you can't quite clear the trees with a driver, I don't think. And it's an uncomfortable tee shot. You see a lot of guys bail out to the right. And there's bunkers and rough over there. And then you can't get to the green in 2. Siwoo tees his ball up like a driver and hits 3-wood. So slinger. He was hitting it.
Is it slinger?
No, he was hitting it up over the trees with a fade.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How many of us would hit the tee, not the ball?
I would hit the tee marker.
I could hit the ball, but that would not be what I would do if I was trying to hit it really high, because more than likely I'm going to hit that low.
Well, especially like the faces of 3-woods now are like so small, I'd probably definitely miss the ball.
But if you look up the picture of it, the combination of the ball being this far off the ground with a 3-wood and him being 3 inches from the tee marker, it was very unsettling. But anyway, good for Siwoo.
Love to see it.
Not so good for Jordan Spieth. So he was... We each had one player playing last week. Tom Kim wasn't even close. He missed the cut.
Yep, he did. Thanks for that reminder.
Spieth, on the other hand, went... I would almost call this the Dick Rambone of golf. Goes from first round leader to misses the cut.
That's good. We don't need him peeking right now.
Oh, we had two... we had two guys miss. Okay.
Yeah, so we each missed. We're both minus one. We'll get to the time to lose some money.
We don't need Spieth to peek right now.
No, that's true. But it was just disappointing because it was our first week of our Pick'em Challenge.
Yeah, he was already shitting all over Tom Kim.
I mean, Tom Kim's playing a
lot. But Spieth pulled an AJ and went 77 at Shores to 102 or 98 at Shores.
Yeah. I mean, it's been done. Okay.
Bad. Anyway, do we want to do Amex first or do we want to do goals first?
I don't know. I feel like this is something we should usually figure out not on air with the listeners, but...
Let's just do Amex real quick.
Amex real quick.
So, they do 3 different courses. The first... Which
pisses me off.
Yeah. It's hard to handicap a tournament like that, right?
Well, first of all, if they're on the one course, if you're following like the leaderboard like on the app, there's 0 shot tracer for the one course. You have no clue what's going on until something posts.
Yeah.
So, it's just a disaster to follow along if you're trying to like just peep the leaderboard.
This is the tournament last year where Rom was walking off the one green and he was like, Hot Mike caught him saying, fucking putting contest. Just because there's a million birdies, there's not a lot of, if you don't hit it in the water, there's not a lot of punishment.
The rough's not very correct. Thick.
Right.
It's like an ease back into the golf season. Yeah.
It's a nice palate cleanser.
Yeah, before, the course looks like, I feel like every course in California. Yeah, like that's like the standard
just look. Fairways, greens, rough's dead.
Yeah, rough is just dormant.
It's a nice, it's a palate cleanser before we go to Torrey, where everybody just gets kicked in the face.
And weather hasn't been great in California.
So just see, just
it's a little wet.
Just to give you a measure of the birdies. So this is from Justin Ray. The last 3 years, number of birdies: Tony Finau 74, Brian Harman and Sung Jae-im 67, and then score to par: Brian Harman minus 49, Abe Ancer minus 49, Sung Jae-im minus 47, Finau minus 46.
Are you just saying at this course?
Just the last 3 years at this tournament.
Okay.
So early first round scores.
Davis Thompson's minus 10.
Yeah, solid.
In the house. Sam Burns is 9 under through 14.
Love to see it. And Taylor Montgomery just putting a season together already.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele's at 7, Rahm's at 7. JT Poston, Eric Van Rooyen.
Sungjae, 6 under.
Through 15, not bad.
Yeah.
Do we find Ricky in here?
He's
somewhere?
4 under.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler's playing too.
4 under through 14. Him, Ricky, and Jason Day.
I feel like we missed a lot. We'll get to it when we talk about our pick'em, but I feel like we kind of fucked up. Not one of us has Scheffler, Cantlay, or Xander, or Morikawa.
I mean, it's two people, and we only have 5 golfers.
I know, but you picked Tom Kim and you didn't pick Xander Schauffele. That seems like a big miss for you.
No, Tom Kim is going to be... I went with a dark horse. God. I thought we were going to get
the same amount of wins.
Yeah, they do, so fuck you.
Tom Kim and who?
Xander.
I don't know, do they?
I think they do, so eat dick.
Xander's got infinitely more top tens. He finishes top 5. Point, like,
you're doing points for that, too?
Yeah, but we should have more than just two people. It's like, earlier...
That's fine.
Yesterday, me and a buddy were always like, you want to do... a snake draft of, like, streaming services. I'm like, we're going to do 3 with 2 people? So we had 2 people.
We should do that.
No, yeah, I mean, that's there's not one. That many.
Yeah. There's a lot of streaming services.
I mean, he went with HBO Max, and I snake draft Pornhub.
That was his first pick?
Pornhub and Netflix.
Is that a streaming service?
Yeah, technically it is, I think.
I don't think it's a streaming. Can you log into it, like, on a smart TV?
You probably could.
I mean, if there's an internet browser.
HBO Max was his first pick.
Well, yes. We're going with like
that's
think,
stupid.
Over what would your first pick be?
Let's do that another time. All right, let's move on.
I'm saying it had to be like that. Create original content. Like so, YouTube TV wouldn't have counted. Pornhub, a lot of original content there.
Anyway, so Ricky's playing with Rom this week.
Yeah, he outdrove him.
I said, I was going to come on this pod and talk about how Ricky's swing looks really good. Like, he's never been more on plane, and it looks easy. Like, it looks like an effortless swing.
Just can't
play. And then he shows up to the putting green
with three
putters, giant dildo handles.
You're about to put giant dildo handles on yours and your center shaft.
That's a 2.0 stroke.
If we go to the West Coast, you'd putt with the same thing.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, are we comparing myself to Ricky? Me to Ricky Fowler? That's what we're doing? Then he sucks. That's all I got. I'm gonna watch the Amex because it's gonna be prime time basically most of this weekend.
And it's gonna be on. We're done with this. Watching
true.
Earlier. All
right. Well, let's do goals. 2023 goals for us for golf. I dug up mine from last year, so I got a couple of things. But you want to kick
mine from last year was don't shoot over 90 at Shores, and I ruined that the first Shores one. I accomplished get a driver in the bag because I actually use the driver now, so that's a check.
Yeah,
didn't get down to a single digit handicap. But that's mostly because I spent the entire year figuring out how to hit a driver. And
how's that going?
I haven't swung since the end of the season.
Well, how was it going at the end of the season?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
For the most part. There's a couple... It's still inconsistent, but it's obviously much better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Now my miss is a pull, and I no longer have like a giant slice.
Dead straight pull.
And I wanted to break 80 at a course not Shores. Didn't do that.
Okay. So roll it forward now.
So roll it forward.
You got new irons, so I'm imagining something related to that.
To my irons?
Right.
Well, like, it's like a loose goal. I definitely want to, like, I guess practice more, maybe more range sessions, not just, like, not like golf is just fucking get on the course and go.
Yeah.
But I want to definitely get back to, like, going up the Shores, putting a couple times a week, chipping, figure out the wedges.
Yeah.
I think is my big thing.
Okay.
But in terms of, like, tangible goals, we have 75 or lower at Shores.
Whoa.
It's 2-stroke improvement of last year's best.
Okay.
And I bogeyed the last 4 holes. So I think I have it in me.
Okay.
10 handicap, so I'm going to roll over that goal.
Ooh. That was last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I thought you said single digits.
Under 10.
Under 10. Under 10. Yeah. I thought you said 10.
I do want to start tracking like more stats on like putts, furs, and gurs, kind of figure out where to improve upon there. Yeah.
Okay. Get a measurable.
Get more granular with like the golf stats, I guess.
See where you're losing the most strokes.
Correct.
And I like
it's going to be 100 yards and in based off of last year. Golf 40 different courses.
Ooh.
I think that's manageable.
I think that's pretty easy.
I had 50 initially, and I was like, damn, that's like a lot of different courses, and I was thinking about like how much.
I'm going to do that before. In these next couple pods, I'm going to have that for you on what I played last year.
I could look it up too on mine, but I'm going to go. Yeah.
That's just GAM, though, compared to courses you've played. It's not every round. But
then two final ones. Win the Shores Golf League. Came up short last year.
Win the Paul Romeo.
Were you in the finals?
No, I took third.
So you lost year.
Last year.
He lost to Al.
To Al. I think I shot like an 85 and he beat the piss out of me.
Wasn't that a week after you shot? Yeah, you shot 77 against Yacht. And then,
yeah, 77 like 85 after that.
It's not bad. Not bad 2 weeks, though.
And then Slater Cup MVP.
Wow, that's a selfish goal, but that's cool.
How's that a selfish goal? That means Mexico wins.
But you could just say the Slater Cup.
I mean, these are 2023 personal goals. That's a team goal. That goal doesn't change every year. You think there are some years the goal isn't to win Slater Cup?
Straight selfish.
Suck my cock from behind.
We'll see what your teammates think of that when they listen. Anyway. Yeah. Is that it?
Those would be the... I mean, like I said, the loose ones just get more like practice, kind of get more comfortable. I think like club selection off the tee, like last year, was just like no matter.
Just hit the driver.
I like that.
So like I think like I'm going to try to, you know, okay, maybe I shouldn't be hitting driver here because like if I do end up missing left, that's going to kill me. Let's hit like a safer, straighter club. But we'll see. You know, next thing you know, I'm all red ass. Like Siwoo Kim just spanking the driver around all the holes.
God. All right, Ryan. What about you?
I don't remember what mine were for last year, but
were you on that one?
I think so.
I think you were.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was though. But I had to do so many wedges, and that's going to continue.
Okay,
120 and it has to get better.
Hey, we got this.
That's where it's at. Okay. I think my putting vastly improved last year.
I would agree.
So did yours, Dan. Hopefully, it gets worse this year.
It's that stupid ass center shaft putter.
I'm fucking center shaft to you.
Okay. My immediate goal is to qualify for the Mission Amateur qualifier. So I need to drop like 1.1 strokes off my GAM.
That's an early season goal too.
I have like a 28-day window, 27-day window. But generally, I play really good spring golf and then I fall off. So,
well, the good thing is that you're kind of, you said you're playing well, so like, we're gonna blink. And
if there was a time to do it, now's the time.
Will North Carolina count?
Yes,
I think it does.
Yeah, because they're in season.
They have an off season, so
that's my immediate goal. And then, I mean, Slater Cup just win.
Yeah, that's what a real player does.
That is the goal every year.
Yeah, if you ever go into that not wanting to do that,
like, this is a personal goals podcast. So like, he wants to win. He's probably gonna go 0-4.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he doesn't have a lofty goal of playing well there. He's
highly doubtful. All right. Well, I had a bunch. I dug up all mine. I didn't hit all of them. Sort of. I did say I wanted to get my handicap under 3, and I did it
one day.
It was like Saturday night. He
went under 3, and then like shot like an 85 the next round.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just the next score I shot that posted. It was, let's see, so the low was 9.5.
Your low handicap was 9.5.
No. September 5th.
Oh.
Was the...
Okay. So I went. But let me just point out, when you're talking handicaps and you're going to reference a month and day, don't say the low was 9.5.
So my scores going in to that were 70, 76, 75, 76, 79.
I'm more concerned about the courses.
76, 75, 74.
St. Clair Shores and Rackham.
They were not... No, they weren't all.
No, there was orchards in there.
Yeah. Anyway, then... 4 days later, played on the 9th, 80, 80, 83, 82, and I went.
Those were at Shores.
Yeah, I know.
Not all of them. But anyway.
Yeah.
So you can't handle the heat of being
number three?
No, I don't think that was it. I wasn't playing all that good at the end of last year. Anyway.
Given those scores.
Right now I'm at a 3.9, so...
Jeez, you're far away from under
3. I'm re-upping that goal. I'm going to keep it under 3. I need to be at under 3 by the end of next season.
What do you think you need to improve upon to get there?
Well, let's jump into
that. That's a segue right there.
So last year, I said putting from 5 to 10 feet. I looked at total putts per round as like a measurable for that. I was 32.6 per round in 21. I got that down to 32.2 in 22. Just a little bit better. I want to get under 32 putts around.
Under 32.
Should be an easy goal.
Hey, keep it under 32.
Last year, it was mid-irons was kind of the goal. I think I did 120 to 160. So I was looking at Gers. 52% in 21. It was 54% last year.
Okay.
We got to kick that up, though. That's got to be at least probably 57%.
From 120 to 160?
I put 100 to 160 on here, but I need to get that up to like 57, 58%. That's the goal for this year. Fairways are pretty good. I generally hit a lot of fairways. I was right at 70% in 21, and I got up to 73% in 22. So got to set goals, right? So I'm going to go 75% fairways in 23.
Could have fooled me with your green set from 100 to 160.
Yeah.
True.
Well, he didn't say he was, like, very far into the fairway. He was just...
Well...
He's just hitting a fucking wedge.
Yeah.
110 just yards into the fairway, and he's 290 out still.
Got to get those up. And then the only other kind of measurable one I had was I was looking at up and downs, which I'm pretty comfortable with my chipping. I like a lot of different shots that I hit. But I was 2.9 up and downs per round in 21, up to 3.1. In 22.
Nice.
So that could be a misleading stat because if my greens go up, I won't have as many opportunities to get up and down. So I'd like that to hover. I'd like that to not go down at least.
Okay.
So unless my GER goes all the way up to like 65% and then I'm only getting like two up and downs, then I can live with that. But anyway.
Are you getting all that from GAM?
Yeah.
It doesn't track how many times, like, I guess you could track how many times you're needing to get up and down.
It'll do that. Like a percentage. Anytime you don't hit the green in regulation, it counts.
So it should give you a percentage, not how many, like, up and downs per round. Because like you said, if you hit every green, you're not going to have a single chance to get up and down. Or if you hit 17 greens.
Right, right. It probably has that too. But, like, it'll give you, like, par or better, bogey or better, double or worse.
We need to hire, like... 5 statisticians.
Full-on statisticians,
False around there in
Shores League. Cameramen.
Yeah, I don't know about cameramen.
Cameramen, statisticians, every round.
You could just get Arcos Golf and it does it all for you.
Mm.
Yeah, like when I'm in the golf round, like, I hate, like,
okay, I like doing the stats.
Like, he does that already.
Yeah, I know, but, like it takes that. It takes me out of
out of your hyper focused mental state that you normally play in.
Yeah, I'm fucking dialed in. Well, it's goddamn insulting for you to say that.
Oh, there's just a cocktail inside of him that works.
To that effect, I want to focus on committing to the shots more. It's like I got away from that a little bit this year, where going into the shot, like when I'm stepping over the ball, I'm still thinking, like,
so you're mental
is that really the right play? So
you don't trust yourself. You have zero self-confidence.
That's not true at all.
You should look within.
Pick the shot. Hit the shot you need to, as opposed to playing away from big numbers and just, like, try and make more birdies in general. And then I would like to play a few more, like, fuck it rounds this year.
Where now we're talking.
Where you just, you know, you go out there at, like, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday and... just hit the ball. Don't worry about the stats. Just make some swings. Clear your head. I enjoy doing it with stats, but I feel like I need to enjoy that piece of it too.
That's a twilight golf.
Exactly. Yeah. A nice twilight round.
Or just like 9-hole rounds are better. Like, you're not grinding 18. You know, throw a couple of good 9-rounds.
I hate 9-hole rounds. I'd really much rather play 18.
Or we start taking clubs out of our bags, going with like 5 clubs.
A little battle golf.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. That's what I got. That's the goal for this year.
I mean, those are good goals.
You don't want to win the Slater Cup?
Wow.
Because you didn't say
hey, I guess you're a fucking bitch. Like, Hey, Team USA, if you need a new captain.
Well, mine wouldn't be win. It would be retain all the trophies.
Oh, shit.
That's what it would be.
Retain? Yeah, you're not.
Well, that is the goal.
We'll see.
Guess we will. Before we move on, a couple housekeeping items. Live Golf, apparently, as of today, has a
CW
contract with the CW.
Did you guys see the meme from Happy Gilmore? Liv got a contract with CW, and a guy covers the mic. Who the fuck is CW?
No, I like the one. It was the One Tree Hill intro with all the golfers. Oh, yeah. That was great.
But they're all old videos. Like yeah. Ian Poulter's wearing gold, and DJ's got a soul patch. And
that is such a random network.
So, are they paying CW to host it? Because I don't think CW is shelling out money to, like...
They're not paying them, but I think they're exclusively broadcasting it. So, I think it's like a...
So, yeah, first round I read is exclusively on the app.
Yeah.
Which...
Well, I also read that it might be the first two rounds might be on the app.
No, first round is on the app. Last two are on the CW channel or the app.
Yeah.
But no more YouTube.
No, it has to be. How are they going to broadcast to the international people?
It's not on YouTube anymore. They're probably still searching for a YouTube partner.
Their numbers are going to be even worse, I think.
I would say they're already worse.
So
I'm not installing the CW app. I don't care if Pornhub was like, I'm going to exclusively stream on the CW, I still wouldn't download the CW app.
What if Live Golf streamed on the Pornhub app?
Ooh.
Is there a Pornhub app?
I'm sure there is, but like you shouldn't have a Pornhub.
You shouldn't have a Pornhub app.
I mean, if you do, more power to be like, yeah, like, what I if, jerk it a
But what
lot.
If Live Golf was like streaming right in the middle? Like you're doing a search on Pornhub and like the second one down is Live Golf live stream.
I mean, yeah, I would
AJ would have seen that by now.
Yeah, he wouldn't have missed that.
Yeah, talk about a hole in one.
But anyway, so CW is exactly what people think it is. It's like One Tree Hill, The Vampire Diaries, The Flash.
They should have got like what would have been the best channel for them to get, like public, Cartoon Network,
public access,
cartoon like
what is wrestling
TNT
on?
TNT.
Is it anymore?
Maybe a little TLC.
Well, it's on Peacock, right? So it'd be...
I don't know. I don't want
They might do like USA or something like that.
Yeah, that's too much for that.
They should just get it on the Peacock Network just like wrestling. Like,
no, they should just go like Spike TV.
Yeah.
And they could show the beheadings.
Little MTV.
Yeah, so, little MTV3.
Ooh, the Ocho.
So you can look at it a couple different ways, right? Like... Logically, where their numbers have to be like way down. Like you're going from a free streaming service that. So Kyle Porter kind of.
I mean, I would say it's verbalized. A downgrade from being on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
To be honest, the YouTube having been able, to, if you wanted to watch Live, you'd be like, oh, I just go to YouTube to watch it. Is nice.
Yeah.
That was Kyle Porter's point. Is like if you're trying to like shake up the golf world, and be innovative, like YouTube streaming is actually the way to do it, as opposed to trying to get a TV contract just like regular golf.
Because now you're going to have to download the app. You're going to have to make an account. I'm not doing that.
The production value and stuff of what they put out wasn't bad.
Right.
Like, I watched one or two rounds and it went smooth.
Yeah. Right.
It was just the chaos in the course of, like, you're not sure where anyone's at, and the golf round's 45 minutes long.
So Kyle Porter's had a couple tweets about this, but he was like, the CW is in 122 million homes. And its app has been downloaded 90 million times. YouTube has 2.6 billion monthly active users.
Jesus.
Huge downgrade. And so then he followed up to that and he was like, I understand that CW is US only and YouTube is not. Point was that you're forced to take away your product from a potential 2.6 billion people because you signed a contract for $0 with an entity that's 20 times smaller.
Love it.
Yeah.
It seems like they're going the right direction.
I do have the picture of Ricky on the range, though, if you want to look at
that. Beautiful.
Oh, you know what I also saw?
Jesus.
Was that putter that he's using is actually a replica.
Wait, does he have a claw?
No.
Or a pencil?
No.
Oh.
No. But it's actually a replica of his caddy's putter.
Yeah. I seen that tweet, and I thought that was like a joke. Like, I thought they were joking. Like, he just grabbed his caddy's putter.
So, but in general, color me who gives a shit for Liv's TV contract.
I forgot that CW is even a channel.
I used to watch The Flash.
That would be on True TV.
Ooh, now we're talking.
With like,
either way, the other thing too is, so besides the fact that CW is not international, a lot of these tournaments are out of the country. Like, so people are going to go out of their way to download the CW app and watch it at like 3 in the morning when they play in Australia or something. No, But anyway, moving on. Some good news. Ben Johnson coming back for the Lions.
Yeah.
Huge. That is huge. I read today that he got a big raise, yeah, which is awesome. And he told people that he likes the direction the Lions are going and wants to see it through.
Yeah. He's, love that. He's a company man.
And then Isaiah Bugs, Anzalone, and
John Kaminsky
have apparently gone to...
Yeah, if I was the anal zone, I would do that too because he sucks. Yeah.
Well, can we pay him more not to come back?
Anyway, they went to the GM to say that they want to stay for less money.
Yeah,
Brett Holmes like, I'm going to give you $0 to stay.
Well, Anzalone, will you play for free and be our special teams captain? That would be great.
He's a good depth piece, but if the anal zone is starting at linebacker next year.
That's not good.
The defense is going to be just as bad.
Yeah. I would like Isaiah Bugs back, and Kaminsky was huge this
Kaminsky's
year.
Kaminsky's a great depth piece.
Yeah.
Was there any word about Okuda? He was the only one not mentioned in his press conference.
Yeah, but I think they can, like...
He's still on his rookie contract.
They can claim his fifth-year option, I think.
Yeah. This is his fourth year, so don't have to worry about his option until...
So I think he's fine.
Yeah.
I have something that is bothering me, and...
Get it out, Dan. What's wrong?
We didn't get into it last week, but going back to the Geno Smith, Jalen Ramsey thing in week 18.
Yeah.
Running QBs are really pissing me off.
What's wrong?
Running QBs don't bother me. It's how QBs run in today's NFL.
How's that make you feel?
And how they take advantage of the rules. It pisses me off. So,
but why is it like...
So, I get what they're trying to do. I'm all for protecting the stars in your game. I get that.
Yeah.
But what they're doing now is essentially like the Kenny Pickett college rule where he like faked the slot. He faked the slide and then just kept running.
That was sick.
That's essentially what they do. Like they all slow play their slides and then they throw a 15-yard penalty anytime anyone touches them. I think we're getting away from the spirit of the rule. Like you should be allowed to touch the guy. Like you're running full speed at someone. They're running full speed at you and he knows that you can't hit him. So he's going to slide as late as possible to try and take that hit.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He also like, ran right into him.
Yeah. I'm to the point now where it's like, you run past the line of scrimmage, you're a fucking running back. If you don't want to get hurt, then get down faster. Like, it should be the same rules as a running back.
Yeah, I would actually agree with that. I don't normally agree with you. Kind of hate to do it. I feel dirty right now, but it's not bad.
The slow sliding that they're taking advantage of and calling way too many penalties on. And it's the same thing when they're at the sideline. Like a running back can be a foot out of bounds and get killed. And it's just next play, let's go. A quarterback is within 5 yards of out of bounds. And they're probably throwing a flag. Like, get out of bounds if you don't want to take a hit. And the biggest culprit of it, and he's actually really good at running the ball, but Mahomes does it all the time. Where he like starts to slow down like he's going to run out of bounds and then he like tries to get 3 more yards. And if you hit him right there, they're absolutely going to call a penalty.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
What about that roughing the passer call on Kirk Cousins?
That was terrible.
When he was already wrapped up, he threw the ball and they called roughing the
passer. I thought they were calling it because he did hit him in the helmet when he went to swat at him.
Yeah, but it was like...
But that was
like,
not the call.
Yeah, it was like...
That's not why they called
it. It'd be like if we were walking past each other and our dicks touch. Like it was inadvertent and not enough to cause any commotion.
And then the other thing that's pissing me off is Josh Allen.
You are just an angry little boy right now.
It's just
boring. Why does Josh Allen upset you?
Because Josh Allen wants to be this big, tough dude and like run like a running back and like always try and run people over.
He does.
But when people hit him hard, he like gets all pissed off and like tries to shove him and everything, and then it turns into a fight every single time.
And then
time.
He just walks away.
All I know is, that was the I feel like thing that's ever. Exactly how Dan played football in high school.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so you just hate yourself. I wouldn't look in the mirror.
I wouldn't complain.
He's not complaining. He's not like out there. He's not in interviews complaining about
no,
it.
No, I know.
When he's stirring shit up.
When he started that fight and then just walked away, once everyone got involved, he's like, ah, fuck this. I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's like, If you want to be a running back, go ahead. Be a running back. You don't get to act like a QB after you got hit.
Be this angry and hurt if the Lions are in the playoffs?
Depends. Did they win?
I don't know. Would you be mad right
now? Did the team they play, did Daniel Jones, or who was it? Did Brock Purdy fake slide 3 times and get hit out of bounds and cost us the game? Because then I'd be more pissed.
Yeah.
Because it basically knocked us out of the playoffs. Geno Smith doing the same fucking thing.
That's true. Do you feel better now that you've gotten it off your chest?
I do, actually.
That's good.
Both. Therapeutic.
Perfect.
Anyway.
That was our therapy corner.
Yeah.
New segment.
Let's get into time to lose some money. So we don't have much.
It's just you making NFL bets.
Well, I was going to just confirm that last week we each had one golfer play in our year-long
pick'em. Yeah, lose.
And we both, so we're minus one, both of us. I do have Rahm and Burns this week. I don't know if you have anybody. I'll have to double check. But
I have Tom Kim.
Is he playing this week?
Yeah.
God, did he miss the cut already?
I have
Finau. Is Hovland playing?
I haven't seen Young Hove.
I don't think Holm is playing either, so. You have two? That's crazy. So Kim.
Finau's 3-under.
Ooh, right on the cut line, basically.
Tom Kim, also 3-under.
Ooh.
Wait,
hold okay. on. So we got two versus two.
Tom Kim.
How's Ricky doing? Do we need a Ricky
He's
update?
He's 4-under. 2 to go.
He's right in the mix.
Yeah, he...
He does have some holes left, though, so has he made a triple bogey yet? Because that
No, could... he's bogey-free, 4 birdies.
Oh boy. Holy shit.
Yeah, and he's only missed 2 fairways.
Good lord. Sound the alarm.
Yeah, the boner alarm.
All right, well, let's get to my picks then for NFL. I went 0-3 last week. 34-40-2.
If I remember correctly, you said dump on the Bucks.
Oh yeah,
yeah, sure he did. Said dump on the Bucks.
I didn't know that they were just quitting.
I thought you meant like.
And Dak Prescott decided to play football. Again.
I think he meant Dak Prescott listened to the podcast and took a dump on the Bucks.
We gave him bulletin board material.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's just like that.
And
fucking...
then, sure enough, like we thought, my Dick Rambone dip of the week lost because the Bills only won by 3 over the Dolphins. Mm. And the Bengals almost lost.
And the Chargers lost up 27-0.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
That game was awesome.
They pulled an AJ too. They went from a 77 in the first half
to 112.
Yeah.
I texted the group chat that you should bet the Jaguars because they were going to win.
Whatever. What do you know?
So I know that Trevor Lawrence is better than his 4 interceptions.
Looking ahead to this week, I think Dallas just played their best game of the year, and
they're gonna lay an egg against the Niners.
I don't think Mike McCarthy can coach at a high level for 2 games in a row, so I'm gonna take San Francisco -3.5.
You're not gonna say any poor words about Dak this weekend, just in case.
I mean, is he basically not guaranteed to throw a pick this week?
Yeah, I'm taking the over on that.
Plus, the Bucks have 0 pass rush apparently without blitzing, which is good for Dallas. You're not going to get that with the Niners. The Niners can rush for the whole game and continuously get
pressure. I mean, the Bucs are just... That was a bad bet. Their offensive line sucks, and they've been hurt all year.
But they got both their tackles back, so I thought they were going to be fine. I thought they had found something.
They thought
they'd
be in mid-season form after playing like 2 weeks.
Well, they played really good against Carolina. But
oh, against Carolina.
Yeah.
That great
was defense
stout
bad,
defense. Actually, Carolina's
defense, Dallas defense
pretty,
hasn't been
Carolina's
all that
defense
good.
Is pretty good.
And Dallas Brian defense really hasn't good. Been all that good the last couple of weeks. Like
Micah Parsons single-handedly.
But again, it looked like Brady and Evans were just not on the same page the whole game. Yeah. Anyway, next pick I'm going to... This is kind of my Dick Rambo, and it's only a 2-teamer, but this is like, I don't see how this loses. Taking Kansas City down to -2.5. Jacksonville is not going into Kansas City and winning.
You'd be surprised.
They're not. And then I'm going to take...
For next week's podcast. 4-1.
And then I'm going to take Philly down to -1.5. I think the Giants just played their best game of the year. And
Giants are sneaky good.
In Philly, though, Philly's defense is a lot better than Minnesota's. They're not going to be able to throw the ball like that. Like I'm taking Philly to win the game. Okay. -1.5. This is a nice 3-teamer just for you.
Oh, okay.
This might be the Dick Rambone, but...
both
of his bets.
Yeah, this might also suck,
too. This might also be a Dick Rambone.
Yeah, this one's not very good either.
KC Jacksonville down to 43. I'm going to take the over.
You should go under 43.
No.
Reverse it.
Pleaser. Yeah.
No, please.
Giants up to +17.5. I think Philly wins, but...
You do have some faith in the Giants.
They're getting 17.5. And then taking that over-under down to 38, taking the over. And then I'm going to take the under 48.5 in the Buffalo Bengals game.
Wow. That's
doesn't make sense to
that's
me.
That's ballsy.
Yeah.
I don't like where that number is.
You might as well chalk that up as a loss.
I'm taking the under there. And every game went over last week, so there have to be some unders in here. So I'm also
going to... Says the guy who's dipping overs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to take the under in the Cowboys-Niners game, under 46.
Wow.
So.
AJ, what do you think Dan's going next week?
One plays. I think I'm going at least 3-2. Niners are going to win, and that three-team dip's going to hit.
That's only two wins right there.
Yeah, so one of those unders is going to hit. I'm going to chalk up the guarantee the Casey Philly one is a loss. I'm going to do a money line parlay of Giants Jags.
From an odds play, it's not a bad play.
No, it's a stupid play. They're both not going to win. You think both one seeds are just going to lose?
Yeah.
When's the last time that happened?
Well, the Jags are undefeated against one seeds.
When is the last?
In the last, like,
and on Saturdays.
That's a wrong.
No, sorry, the Giants are. They're undefeated against one seed.
Who gives a shit?
In their last,
Trevor Lawrence,
completely different teams.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't lost on a Saturday since what, high school?
Correct.
Are they playing on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't think about that one, did you?
You know what? I'm taking KC straight up 8.5. They're gonna ass plow them. Anyway, all right. Simulator Sunday.
Yeah.
AJ might be joining us.
We'll see.
We're going to see those new clubs put to the test.
Who's to say?
I have to make contact.
You got to make it first.
You just got to get there is step one.
It's pretty close to my house.
All right. Well, everybody, again, pod will be out soon. Keep an eye out on Instagram and Twitter at 100_keepitunder. And if you are hitting the simulator or making bets, do us a favor. Keep it under 100. When you grab all your buds and you about to hit the links. When you take out a club and you about to hit a swing. What you gonna do? Shit, what you mean? Keep it under 100. Keep it under 100. Keep it under 100. We keep it under 100.